Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle, running the three-man show this week with Cakes taking a week of vacay.
You know, I don't want to do a whole segment on sleep. We always do that in the kind of the first segment. But Valdez told me he could rival me in the worst sleep. I doubt he can, but I will say this. Because I'm sleeping in like 15-minute intervals. Something's seriously broken inside my brain.
Something's going on.
Like I'm not releasing
the right chemicals.
I feel
like you're taking more stuff than ever.
I don't know. But I haven't had alcohol in 23 days. My wife actually said I slept better when I was drinking. So, I mean, it might be a reason just to go back to boozing. But Valdez, I will say this. It's impossible for you to have slept worse than me, because I don't think anyone on the planet could. But you don't look good.
I know.
I know. You actually look terrible.
Thank you.
Like in the eyes. Like
yeah, I told you. I raw dogged my sleep last night, and I didn't do any of the melatonin or any of my
your
stuff.
Ashwagandha.
Yeah. So I tried to go to sleep, and then I was tossing and turning, and it was bad.
Yeah.
And I thought about you the entire sleep.
You should have called me.
But usually on Sunday, don't you have a difficult time sleeping on Sundays?
I mean, I know what you're saying, but this is way beyond that. This is way beyond that.
Sometimes, but it's usually I can pill myself to sleep on Sundays.
Well, true, yeah.
It's not healthy.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't take anything, I would probably sleep like you.
I didn't realize.
If I didn't take melatonin, I guarantee I couldn't fall asleep very quickly.
Something's not releasing in my brain that's supposed to release. I mean, it's bottom line. There's some chemicals that are not releasing.
What is...
Why the no drinking for 23 days? I mean, that's great. You're not like doing some sort of chip deal, are you?
What do you mean? What's a chip deal?
You know, people that go to AA, they get like a chip or a token or whatever.
He just said, I want to get healthy.
He just decided.
I just want to get healthy.
So for 23 days, are you going to make it, try and go 123 days? Or is there a cutoff?
I have no cutoff in sight. I might start drinking next week because I'm going to be with all my buddies.
Yeah, you'll be.
I'll be in Nationals and literally. They're just all alcoholics.
That's all you got to do, right?
So between matches, they just find bars and just find a bar.
Has it been 23 days since you went to a volleyball tournament?
No, I was in Chicago.
Oh, you did.
But he didn't drink in Chicago.
No, I did. I drank in Chicago. And then on my last day, I said, I need a detox.
Oh,
okay. I wasn't anything bad. I was just, you know, play golf, drink. We played 50. What did we play? 81 holes and like a ridiculous amount of hours. Like,
hold on. My eyes look that bad.
You look terrible.
Let me see.
You just look... Like, I mean, you have to go in there and see them, but like they're just like closed and baggy.
He also had a housewarming party this weekend. He probably had a bunch of booze too. So
Saturday.
So you just drank too much this weekend and it just couldn't lock in.
Maybe on Saturday.
Yeah,
but it's not like I drank last night.
Yeah, I don't know. My wife told me. I said, because remember there was a time where I was sleeping good. She said, yeah, you were drinking. Maybe I need to go back to drinking.
Well, I would think on vacation, I know that it's not a vacation, but on vacation, you certainly, if you're out on the beach, you're going to be drinking.
That's the other thing I thought about that. Like, I can't go to the beach and not drink and play country music.
Right.
It's my whole life.
Right.
It's not a lifetime thing.
But you know what? Maybe.
I just want to go a month without
drinking. 23 days. So you're not going to Dallas until when? Friday?
Sunday.
Okay, Sunday. All right. So if you go another, call it 6 days.
That'll be basically a month.
That's pretty good.
And by the way, but easy. The only thing it's hard about it is just telling your friends.
It wouldn't be easy for me.
The only thing it's hard about it is telling your friends, I'm just trying to be healthy right now.
My wife made a great pasta dish last night.
Yeah.
And I had to have a glass of red wine. I just had to.
Some vino.
Red wine
destroys my throat.
I have to have red wine with any red sauce. I can't just drink water or iced tea or.
Really?
It's a match.
It's a great match for me.
Red wine. I didn't even know that's a thing. Red wine and red sauce.
Yeah, it's red.
So it's, in other words, Italian.
Red wine with Italian dishes slash steak or, you know, some sort of anything meaty. And then white goes with your chicken and your fish.
Yeah, I'm just not a wine guy. Wine literally destroys my esophagus.
Yeah, you don't like wine, I know.
No, I don't mind it, but it crushes me.
One glass of red wine, my father's old doctor, who actually was our doctor growing up, used to say, good for you.
Yeah,
they say a glass of red wine is good for your heart. I don't know how.
I think it's all BS. There's literally no redeeming value to alcohol.
If it makes me feel good, I don't care about just
that's fine.
Drinking water.
But I don't think it does anything good to your body. It's a negative impact on your body.
I think you should detox from all these sleep aids that you take because they're not working.
I'm not taking any sleep aids. I take some magnesium. That's it.
You said you were taking the...
No, stopped.
I stopped because I started reading about how it could build up some toxicity in your liver. I don't want that. So I stopped taking the ashwagandha.
I take it.
But I mean, I take vitamin D. That doesn't hurt you. I take all, basic supplements. Yeah. There's no chance vitamin D hurts your sleep.
I don't even... I take melatonin even on the weekends when I don't have to fall asleep early. I guess I'm just addicted to it.
If you're on vacation, what's the maximum amount of hours you can sleep? I couldn't believe it. The other day, I slept 10 hours.
I could never.
It's been a long time since I had a nice 10 hour sleep.
I couldn't.
Here's the last time I slept good.
I went to bed at 10, woke up at 8.
I hesitate to talk about this, but I hit Skins in the morning. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Damn.
And then after a horrible night of sleep, slept 3 straight hours afterwards.
Nice.
And then I actually grabbed my phone and I Googled, why do you sleep better after buns?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's your brain releases all these silly things.
Of course.
So I said to my wife, "said you're basically every night. It's the only way I can live. It's the only way I can sleep."
So what time did you get into bed last night?
I went to bed halfway through the third quarter of that game.
So 9:45-ish.
9:45.
Call it 10.
Yeah.
And then how many times did you wake up and look at the clock or look at your phone?
25.
So you were sleeping in
half-hour, 15-minute intervals until about 1:30, and then I maybe slept in like a 45-minute interval.
Yeah, that's
2:30, and then I was up 3:30.
You can't look at the phone. That activates really the brain. No, I don't know. He just said that.
I mean, I just look at the
clock. I just mean looking at your time.
You know that they've done studies that even if you have your phone, the dopamine wants you to check it.
Right.
That it messes with you.
Yeah, I know. I know all that.
I only check my phone if...
I've been looking at my phone for 20 years. It's not the phone. Something in my brain is not releasing
properly. It's not
working. Properly.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I think it could be eating too late and your cortisol is too high or something. Like if you're eating maybe a half hour before you go to bed.
Well, yeah. What time did you eat dinner last night?
Maybe you should have a sleep study.
Yeah.
No, I've already done a sleep study. It was the most miserable thing ever.
Maybe just do a new
one. No, no.
You said you were sleeping better before.
I don't know if I've ever slept worse than I did on the sleep study.
Oh, I had
got 100
one.
Wires.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
No, I'll never
do
one.
It was terrible.
Again. I'll never do one
again. Plus, because I don't sleep on my back, and it was almost impossible to sleep with all those wires.
Mm.
Yeah. And it was all I think it was a client.
You know what I look like when I sleep? You know when you catch a fish and you throw it in the boat and it's flopping around? Yeah. That's how I sleep. That's how I lay in bed. That's my whole night.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you've been that way a long time because you've always had issues with the sheets and you sometimes have your head at the foot of the bed.
Oh.
He flops around.
20 times.
Yeah.
Foot of the bed, head of the bed.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man.
I started doing squats in the middle of the night because I read if you do 10 squats every hour, that lowers your cortisol, which apparently can ruin your sleep.
So
I got up in the middle of the night. I was doing squats.
I think you're in your head. You're reading too much about it. So once you go to bed, it's like this pressure to fall asleep. You're thinking about all these things versus just going to bed. Like when you hit Skins. No, here's the thing. When you hit Skins, all right, yes, there is the chemical reaction in your brain.
Look it up.
I know.
You release a million things.
Of course. I understand that. But also... You're just you're not thinking about all those other things.
You know what I was thinking about? I shot one over par yesterday on the front, and I just thought about all my shots and all the putts I made. That was a good thought. I should be able to go to sleep.
You probably have a lot of other stuff on your mind.
Not that much.
You probably do.
I mean, besides being broke.
I mean, when you sit in your bed, you're thinking about a billion different things. There's
not that many. I'm telling you, I replayed my round.
All right. Well, that's a lot.
That's literally what I did. And I had, and I played the Go to Sleep Instantly music on Spotify. I had it booming.
I've got. I would never use that.
I
use the fan.
You got a million fans.
Yeah, you got fans.
I've got two.
Yeah.
I'd love to do one of those time lapse videos of you.
No, you don't want to
see
it.
You know, where we speed it up. They just film you for your 8 hours that you're in the bed.
Yeah.
And then they speed up. Would you see flipping side to side?
No, I'm telling you. If you caught like a big tuna or a small tuna and you just threw it in the boat and watch it flop around, that's me sleeping. Let's go to Brandon in Silver Spring. Brandon, what's up?
What's up, Donkey?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, Brandon. Hey,
not much. We're all about the same age. And what I've been doing is the past, I think last summer, I started red light therapy at the gym and Whirlpool around 9 o'clock. And I come home.
I was going to use my hot tub, and it was cold.
It's awesome.
What does the red light therapy do? I'm a little bit naive to it. What does the red light therapy do?
I don't know, maybe some of it's psychological. Like if you get an injury, let's say you hurt your shoulder, not like a bad injury, it just helps. But you got to do it all the time. You know, it helps with your skin, your hair.
Drab, can you look up red light therapy? Do you know anything about red light therapy? Because I'll buy a lamp. I'll buy one right now.
You'd be better off with the red light district.
No. I'll buy a red light. If it says it helps you sleep, I'll buy a red light lamp right now.
Didn't you get the blue light blockers for a while?
I had those. I was thinking about finding them last night. I don't know. I wouldn't
so you
know where
have
to look.
Red light action and blue light action.
And my blue
action.
Light blockers. What do they say red lights do? You've heard about it, right? A lot of people are into like the red light therapy right now. It's like a thing.
Stimulate cellular activity and promote healing.
Does it do anything for sleep?
I'm reading it can improve sleep by regulating circadian rhythms and promoted melatonin production.
All right, so when are you supposed to do the red light? You just do that like half hour before you go to bed or something?
Before bed.
How long?
Doesn't say.
I like
is it dangerous? Do you get cancer from it?
Call it a half hour.
Do you get cancer from it?
No.
You get cancer from everything.
I like your hitting skins theory. See if you can get your wife on board every night.
There's not a woman on the planet that would be on board with that. I told her, I said, this is the only way I sleep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let me see a red light lamp. Red light therapy. I'm looking up on Amazon right now. I'll literally order
She
one.
Must be having a miserable sleep if you're flopping around like a fish.
She left the bed the other day, and I was pissed off. I was offended. But she's like, you don't stop moving.
Well, why don't you do the Rich Voss thing?
What is that?
In separate bedrooms.
I have done that sometimes.
He doesn't want to.
I have done that sometimes.
Well, maybe she
just
should.
It feels kind of hurting. It just feels like it's a broken marriage. You know what I mean? It just doesn't seem right.
More and more people are doing that.
I know.
Because of that.
Because of the sleep.
Yeah.
Red light therapy. All right, I'm gonna do some research on
maybe
red light.
Maybe if you stay in the same room, you can do like we grew up watching I Love Lucy. They had the twin beds.
It looks like a lot of people use red light, like you say, for like a shoulder or like a hamstring. Like they have these things like these wraps. That's what it looks like it's for. What about like a lamp to help you go to sleep? That's what I need.
Maybe you need to change your, and I don't know exactly, but your whistling regimen. You need to move it to nighttime.
It's hard to do that. I mean, people are wandering around in and out of the bathroom, brushing teeth. What are you going to pull your Johnson out? I mean,
I don't know.
You can't.
I don't know, but it seems like you need that right before you fall asleep. When you do that on a Tuesday. Do you take a nap after?
No. I honestly don't think it's the same. Now, I don't know how your body would know, but can you look this up? Drab, can you look up if
I think
you're
it's
by
the same.
Yourself, does it induce the same release of chemicals versus if you have a partner? Skins hitting.
I think it's
from
the same.
Experience, I can tell you, yes.
For you, it's exact same, no different?
What do you mean? I'll fall asleep with my shorts around my ankles.
I mean, maybe what you need to do is figure out a game plan. Like, your wife works down in her office at night sometimes. Does she do that? Like, maybe you just got
to... I go to bed before her.
Right, so...
It's weird.
Eric.
It's weird.
Can we have Dina make you a fleshlight?
No.
She wouldn't be jealous then.
No, I don't want that. That's the grossest thing ever. Only Valdez would like
her. What do you mean?
That's so gross.
If her silly is helping you sleep...
No, it's...
Let's get a mold made of it.
No. No. Not doing that. It's just, yeah, I don't know, man. It's a tough life. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
What's funny is you started the segment pummeling Valdez.
Well, he looks terrible. He told me
he told me
his sleep. I mean, look at him. If you walked in there during a break and he looked bad.
My eyes do feel heavy.
He had a terrible night's sleep.
I could barely put together 30 minutes worth of continuous sleep.
Right. That's exactly.
I probably slept 2 hours.
Right. Combined.
Yeah.
Right. Like adding 20-minute increments. Right. It's brutal. Worst thing ever.
I mean, the only time I look at my phone in the middle of the night is if I'm I know my daughters aren't home. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering where they are and if they're home yet. Mm-hmm. And two, if I have a bet.
Which like is every late, night.
Every night. And I got to see it. Just check my accounts and see if I was a big fatty. And that's the only time I ever do.
Is that what you're doing now? You're on your bank?
I'm on my bank, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, my daughter she's just spending so much money online shopping. I've got it. Something about
you
got to
nip it in the bud.
Yeah, because she makes good money, but she spends so much of it. Look at all these charges. It's ridiculous.
Well, those charges are your charges, right?
No, this is her salary. I mean, it's her money.
You're still monitoring her?
Hell yeah.
You're wild, man.
I put money away for her because she has no idea what she's doing. She's terrible at budgeting money.
Right.
So if it wasn't for me, she would spend it all.
You got to let her blow it a few times, and then she'll learn.
He doesn't let the birdie fly.
You got to let the birdie fly. Yep. Fly into a building.
No, because then eventually it will come back to me. Dad, I don't have money for rent. Really? Shocker. Because you go to Aritzia.com twice a week.
My kids go there. All right, let's do this. Come back. I know we're supposed to talk about McLaurin, right? Let's come back. Let's talk about the McLaurin deal. I've talked to a couple of people about it. They say don't worry. But it's not done.
No, it's definitely not done.
You're right.
So we'll come back. We'll talk about Terry McLaurin. Then we'll get into Kevin Durant. There's a lot of stuff actually to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.